We're here with Nathan Flint of the Chattanooga Street Food Project. He's the president as well as a chef at Famous Nader's World Famous Food Truck. Nathan, it's been a while.
It has been. It's glad. Thanks for having us back.
You're organizing an event called Picking in the Park. Exactly what is it?
So the folks at the Chattanooga Street Food Project, the rest of the food trucks and I have decided that we need to start having some fun down at the park and to kind of energize that space down at Center Park. We also want to, you know, just kind of keep the street food excitement here in Chattanooga. So we've asked local artists to come and do their art in the park, most of which will be playing music, street performers, as well as street music, kind of unplugged acoustic music in the park, and going to be doing a pig roast and just having some fun.
And this isn't the first one, right?
No, this is actually our second. The first one was a huge success, and we had a couple hundred people show up, and hopefully everybody had a good time and had some good food, and I know the music was great. So
I know that the Picking in the Park, too, a big part of it is expanding or educating people about the street food scene here. Why is that important for Chattanooga?
It's important because I'm a street food owner of a street food truck, and so I want everybody to know about it. But, you know, there has been a huge stigma, I think, in the past about food trucks, you know, them being roach coaches and dirty, nasty, greasy food. Once you try it once, you get it, and we just want to try to, you know, educate a little bit, and we like to think that it's above average cuisine anyways.
And most or a lot of the street food trucks here, yourself, you've had, you know, training in the edible art.
Sure. Yeah. Most of us have had plenty of restaurant experience and have been doing this for quite some time. And we work just as hard as any other restaurant and try as hard as any other restaurant.
What kind of food trucks will be there at Picking at the Park?
Most all of the food trucks in our group. You can find us all at the Facebook page, Chattanooga Street Food, and there'll be a list of all the vendors there.
Is there going to be specific performers, or if everyone's just the idea is, hey, bring your instrument and pick?
A little bit of both. The performers that we have specifically kind of keep it under wraps so that you guys are the excitement builds a little bit. So you're going to have to come down and make sure you show up. Last time we had several members of Strong Like a Horse, as well as several members of Chattanooga Folk School as well, and some of the other talented folks here in town.
And so Picking in the Park as well, it's a fundraiser for the park.
This time around, we're being the Chattanooga Street Food Project, are trying to raise a little bit of money to make some improvements at the park, to make it a better dining experience for everybody. Specifically, we found a local wood carpenter to make us some picnic tables, so there'll be a little bit of seating. So going to be asking for donations for the beer and selling food to help raise money to buy some picnic tables.
So give us the particulars, when and where this is happening.
Thursday, August 29th, starting at 5 o'clock at Center Park, which is 728 Market Street, the wonderful lot next to the SunTrust building. From 5 to 10, we're going to do a pig roast for dinner, and all of the sides are going to be provided by the trucks. And there will also be beer as well.
And if you could give a pitch why you think people should come, what would you say?
Great outside entertainment and dining, very family friendly as well, and some of the best food in town.
Nathan, it's always a pleasure to see you and talk with you.
As well mine. Thanks for having us on.
For more information on tomorrow afternoon's Picking in the Park at Center Park, you can visit facebook.com/Chattanooga Street Food. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.